Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to move ahead with plans to invade Rafah in southern Gaza. UN human rights spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence is reiterating his calls for a pause in fighting and for additional deliveries of humanitarian aid into northern Gaza, which is on the brink of famine.
Israel, as the occupying power, has the obligation to ensure the provision of food and medical care to the population commensurate with their needs and to facilitate the work of humanitarian organizations to deliver that assistance.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Negotiations on a potential deal between the Israeli government and the Palestinian militant group are being held in Doha. There have been multiple explosions in the Ukrainian capital following Russian airstrikes. The BBC's Patty McGuire says there have also been reports of loud explosions in the western region of Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland.
Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on Telegram that the city's air defense systems were engaged in repelling the attacks. About a dozen missiles have reportedly been destroyed. There are no reports of casualties or major damage. Alerts are warning of missile strikes across the whole of Ukraine. Responding to attacks in the west near its border, the Polish armed forces said that Poland and its allies had activated aircraft to ensure the safety of its airspace. Aerial attacks by both Ukraine and Russia have escalated in recent weeks, with Russia targeting key energy infrastructure in Ukraine.
That's the BBC's Patty McGuire reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Parkland, Florida on Saturday, the site of one of the nation's deadliest mass school shootings. NPR's Brian Mann reports during the visit, Harris called for more states to implement so-called red flag laws.
Harris said only 21 states have implemented red flag laws that allow officials to temporarily remove firearms from people who may pose a threat to themselves or others. The Biden administration is creating a new national red flag resource center to support states improving gun safety. Harris also called for universal background checks for gun purchases and a national ban on assault rifles, policies many gun rights groups oppose. Harris said she hopes the 17 students and teachers lost in Parkland in 2018 would inspire action.
This school is soon going to be torn down, but the memory of it will never be erased.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is scheduled for demolition at the end of this school year. Ryan Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Senegal is holding its presidential elections today. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwatu reports it's expected to be a tight vote amid years of rising tensions in the West African country.
7 million people are registered to vote in the election to decide President Macky Sall's successor, a vote that almost didn't happen. The election was initially scheduled for late February, but President Sall postponed it just weeks before, extending his stay in power by close to a year. That move sparked massive protests and a constitutional crisis. Sall blamed the removal of some opposition candidates from the electoral roll and political tensions. Then the postponement was reversed by the Constitutional Court. The former Prime Minister, 62-year-old Amadou Ba from the ruling party, is seen as the frontrunner, and his most prominent challenger is 43-year-old Bassirou Diomaye Faye. A candidate must win 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. Emmanuel Akinwatu, NPR News, Lagos.
Thousands of volunteers gathered at a stadium in Paris on Saturday for the unveiling of the official uniform for the upcoming Summer Olympics. Organizing committee president Tony Estanguet modeled the uniform for the crowd.
It's fantastic. We felt the emotion, we felt the passion, we felt the energy. So we work hard every day to live this kind of magic moment. So a big thank to all the volunteers.
The opening ceremonies for the Summer Games get underway on July 26th. This is NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.